This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struck a nerve with that high school football thing.
Yeah, you sure did.
Wow.
You're right. I didn't think anybody thought that, but apparently they all listened to our show.
Someone had a stroke, but I'm concerned. Did you read this thread?
Yeah, I just watched, or I just read it. Do you want me to read it on the air?
Yeah, I'm generally concerned. I'm worried that we have a man who got so angry at my high school football thing that he may be having a stroke as we speak.
Let's see if we can decipher this here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that your football high school football curse suck, but it was great. So it's my college. I know you made the pros look loud. D. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Sad life suit sad. Because he had such crappy times, not everybody hasn't crappy time in life. How's this there? Example of sad and terrible life. Go ahead and effing to sports show in Portland, Oregon. Big snaps. He does for sure. She does.
Yeah.
That's the text we got there.
John.
I'm worried about you, man.
That's trouble.
And I just said, let's.
That's trouble.
Said, calm down, take your time, proofread, and insult me in a clear and
what,
you know, proper way. I'm worried. But yeah, you said no one feels like that. Oh, yeah. I beg to differ.
I didn't know people felt like
that. We've got several others that are,
my God,
very much.
Calm down, dudes.
It's high school football.
Well, Oregon's going to Michigan, and it's the big house, and there are, I believe, 110,000 people in that place.
Yeah, right? I believe it's the biggest stadium in college football. Either that or maybe Tennessee. It's like right there,
107,601.
I think Tennessee's got them beat. And we've heard from many. No?
No. They're at 102.
Oh, lame. So the big house is the biggest?
I think so.
It is. Oh, this... What was the... Yeah, 107. Beaver Stadium is 106 and some change. And yet you constantly hear from people that Michigan is not loud. So...
Yeah, and then Ohio... So Ohio State's is third.
Yeah.
In size.
Yeah.
Kyle Field, LSU. Those two environments are really good.
Yeah.
They have 102 each.
Yeah, I've heard... I've never been to the big house, but a lot of Duck fans poo-poo it. And just like, whatever.
Isn't it funny how... Like, you look at the, I just pulled up the list of the largest college football stadiums, and you got all the usual suspects.
Sure.
And then UCLA.
I know. Well, that's what Troy
Aikman, to play in a 91,000-seat stadium.
And they rope it off up top. They curtain it off, and it still doesn't matter. No one goes. Troy Aikman is begging. And if you've ever been down there, you know the Rose Bowl is nowhere near the campus. The Rose Bowl is in Pasadena. It's a pain in the ass to get to. It's like going to Dodger Stadium. Troy Aikman who is a UCLA alum, he has long begged UCLA to build a 35 or 40,000 seat intimate stadium on campus or near campus and actually get a home field environment advantage. Cause you look at like what Boise State has. Boise State Stadium, I think, is like 30,000. It's tiny, but it's a great environment when you go. There's a lot of places that are like that, that aren't big stadiums. Martin Stadium, when it's packed, is rocking. So you don't, it does you no good to play in front of a 90,000 seat stadium when 25,000 people show up. It's a killer.
Well, I don't really have a good feel for what's going to happen at Michigan, but I do think we've already kind of seen this game. Yeah. Texas played there, and I mean, they handled them. What was the final of that? 31-10?
Something like that, yeah.
So it's like it's going to be like that, I think.
That's my thing, is I just don't believe that Michigan can score points. And then on top of that, again, when you look at Michigan's statistics on defense, we know they have NFL guys. They have four guys in their front seven that are going to be first 2 day guys. If Will Johnson plays in the secondary, he's a first round, you know, second round guy. I mean, they've got plenty of draft picks. Their tight end is very good. They got two good backs. I have a couple good old linemen. There's NFL talent there, but when you just look at it in total, it's not a great team. It's very limited. And despite the defensive studs, and they can make plays, they get worn down like anyone else. You just when your team is constantly giving you three and outs and putting you in short fields and putting you on the field, that damn bursts. And so when you look at, I'm going to pull up Michigan's games. While there are games where they really hold teams down, there's other where the kind of the, like I said, the dam bursts on them. I mean, USC scored enough to beat them. I mean, it's just that USC's defense couldn't hold up at the end. But like with Texas, I mean, Texas scored 31 on them. And believe it or not, I think Michigan's defense played pretty well in that game, considering that the offense gave you absolutely nothing against Illinois, right? They lost that game 21-7, but their defense played really well in that game. But, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know it when you look at a score of 21-7. And I think that may be the case with Oregon. If they hold Oregon to 25 or 28 points, you may look at that and be like, hey, man, that's a really nice job. If you look at the offense and the offense ends up with 212 yards and 5 3 and outs, and maybe, you know, the they give you a turnover or two.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking at, you were talking about their schedule. I pulled it up too. And, you know, they've got Oregon, Indiana, and Ohio State through their last four. I mean, this is a 6-6 football team.
It's possible. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Very possible.
Yes.
I mean, the one win would be Northwestern, mm-hmm. If they could get that, and that would make them, if they lose the other three, that's 6-6.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. It's weird to see a storied program like this be down, and it just takes a lot of, luster out of the game. It's very similar to when Oregon will play Washington later this year.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, again, you think about it. Look at all the coaches that left, right? You lost your head coach. You lost your defensive coordinator, which is what you hung your hat on. And how many of those guys ended up moving on to the NFL? I mean, a lot of those guys stuck around to go chase that championship. And it's funny you bring up Washington. Same thing. Washington leaves, takes the entire staff with him. Washington, for all the talk of that Washington was like this little engine that could, do you know that Washington team put 12 guys into the NFL last year?
Yeah.
12. Including first rounders, and all those guys are gone. And so you lose all of that. You get a new coach in and a lot of your staff, basically all your staff, and a good hunk of your players ended up leaving. I think Washington ended up returning like what, two or three starters off that team. And so you look at Washington and Michigan, they resemble nothing to the teams that played last year in the national title game. TCU did this. Remember when TCU played Georgia in the national title game and then they came back the next year? That wasn't the TCU team. And we're used to teams like Michigan reloading, you know, every year. But Florida State didn't. Florida State was undefeated last year. And look at Florida State this year. That is not the same football team. And we just think because you're a big program, you're immune to that. And you are not. You absolutely are not.
Yeah, I think it's just, it's kind of a sign of the times, right? Yeah. It's just, some of these programs are going to be bad 1 year and really good the next, like Indiana.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be programs like Michigan and Washington that are really good. And then the next year, not so much.
Yep.
Just the kind of the new college football, but it takes takes some of the shine off this trip. But hey, you never know.
Yeah, Michigan right now, I looked it up. Michigan's 48th in the country in total defense. They're 56th in the country in scoring defense, and they're 61st in red zone defense. So,
and they're 97th in offense.
Yeah. So,
and Oregon is good at, I think they're top 15 in everything.
Yeah, they're just really balanced, and you wonder. Because those defensive rankings are not stellar, certainly for a team like Michigan with as much talent as they are. If you put a competent offense, how much better does that exact same defensive squad with a competent offense, how much better does that
How about
look?
Just a quarterback?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, they beat USC with Orgy throwing for 32 yards.
It's unbelievable. Like, it almost is, like, incomprehensible that happened. I still can't get over the fact that they needed to go 80 yards in 2 minutes with no timeouts to beat USC, and they didn't try to throw the ball. They ran, and it worked. Like that, I don't know, it's so strange that a place like Michigan can't find a quarterback. But Florida State doesn't have one either.
Well, watch it come down to the wire.
Yeah. Well, if you're Oregon, and you turn the ball over, dumb penalties, and if you're Michigan, if you can just somehow manage to just bleed clock, anytime you're playing a game like this, the fewer possessions you have, the better it is for a team like Michigan. The more opportunities you give Oregon to have the ball, they will eventually wear down that defense and score. So Michigan just needs to play. They need to play a controlled, burn-the-clock sort of game and, you know, go on these, even if you don't necessarily get sevens, even if you get threes, or even if you just turn the field over, you need 6 minute drives. Every time you have the ball, it needs to be a 9 to 10 play, 6 minute grind. And whether you punt or not, or get threes, you've got to bleed the clock consistently.
Yeah. I think it's a good test for the offensive line.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Well, and that's, yeah, because at the beginning of the year, this offensive line was a little like, whoa. And since then, they've been great after those first two games. And this, even with Ohio State, this will be a much stiffer test for this old line. And we'll kind of get an idea as you get ready to get into the big boy championship level play. Where does your old line stack up?
All right, this game will be on The Fan tomorrow at 12:30. Up next, Tankathon Watch, Danny Ainge does it again on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.